now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and Senator Roberto on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free telephone number of the attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. We have affiliates all around the country. We'd love to give them a lot of love. We are heard on Sirius Satellite XM as well as all across the nation. You can get the Spano and Black Attack and the terrific programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go. It's about the various different devices and platforms that you can pull down this great network on. Joe, would you explain it to the people?
I sure will let people know the myriad of ways that they can listen to all the programming on Sports Byline via their myriad of devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, be it an Android device, be it an Apple device, be it a Windows-based device. Or you can simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, which is the new face of radio. And, of course, to us, most importantly, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Hopefully you're getting a little taste of home, and we're proud to bring it to you.
Well, on the other side, we'll get this thing started. We'll set the table and start knocking things down. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
I guess Jerry hasn't left the studio yet. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and Jerry Burke somewhere floating around. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And what do you say we set the table on this terrific sports buffet known as the Spano and Black Deck?
We'll do just that, Bob, but we're going to start things off. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. Pretty big trade in Major League Baseball. None of the names are necessarily household names, but it's an important trade, and it could set a lot of things in motion or have a real impact on some things that happen as the trade deadline approaches. So we'll start there, and the Major League Baseball news, that trade, and some of the other things around Major League Baseball, that'll be the focus of most of our first hour. At 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Waleed Tamiri. He's an attorney, and he's going to give us some commentary on the latest lawsuit involving CTE. It's a bunch of former World Wrestling Entertainment wrestlers. I think it's about 50 in all have filed a lawsuit against the World WWE as a result of head trauma and head injuries they've suffered and the resulting effects of that head trauma. So we'll talk to Waleed about that lawsuit at 40 after hour number one. Not only in relation to World Wrestling Entertainment, but in the bigger picture of the sports landscape. So we'll do that at 40 after hour number one. We'll roll into hour number two, clean up any baseball. Got all kinds of interesting news around the world of sports, Big 12 expansion. There's so many stories that we'll dive into throughout hour number two before we turn things over to Joey McWilliams at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. He's from OklahomaSports.net. He's covering the Big 12 Media Day, and the biggest of stories coming out of Big 12 Media Day is Big 12 expansion. We'll get all the latest 411 on that and everything else at Big 12 Media Day from Joey McWilliams at 40 after hour number two.
Yeah, and it's funny. We seem to focus a lot in Cleveland and a lot in Oklahoma, don't we, my friend? Yeah. A lot of stuff
sometimes
going on.
Sometimes the way it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Who would have thunk it? But as you said, a big trade in Major League Baseball, and there are a number of stories running around, but the Cubs making a preemptive move with Seattle rather than with the Yankees and getting some very needed bullpen help and this trade may end up keeping them from having to drop big money and bigger prospects on the New York Yankees.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. Let's give you the 411. Cubs acquire lefty reliever Mike Montgomery and AAA starter Jordan Pierce from the Seattle Mariners for top prospect Dan Vogelbach and AA pitcher Paul Blackman. You know, to me, and I think you made some great points in setting the table here, it's a great move by the Cubs. You get a productive lefty reliever who's young, under team control at a very manageable price for quite a while. You needed the bullpen help, and you didn't have to give away any of your big trade chips. So you can still do a lot more work, number one. And number two, and I think you alluded to this in setting up the story here, you talked about the fact that the bidding war that may be forthcoming for Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman, if the Cubs don't want to engage in that big bidding war, which will involve likely the Texas Rangers and maybe the Los Angeles Dodgers, although they may have some more pressing needs, but certainly the Washington Nationals. You know, there's going to be a host of teams. The Cleveland Indians are going to be all in on Andrew Miller as well. There's going to be a host of teams bidding for the services of those two coveted Yankees relievers. By going out and getting Montgomery for two lesser chips, you may not have to empty your farm system to add to your bullpen, and you may not have to get into that bidding war. You may be able to use those chips in other places or save them to use at other times.
Yeah, and, you know, as we talked about the other day, the conversation, if it involves the Cubs and the Yankees, begins and ends with Kyle Schwarber. This has perhaps set them up where they don't have to use him as a bargaining chip to strengthen the bullpen unless they decide they need to make that second move, which is entirely possible. But they have played their first card in this poker game, and it was well played.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at what they got in Montgomery, he's been a quality, productive left-handed reliever. He's a lot more than just the standard lefty specialist who comes in the sixth or seventh inning, gets one batter out, and you got to sit him down as soon as the right-handers come in. He does a great job against lefties, 164 batting average for lefties against him on the year. But he also has very good splits against right-handed hitters, and he's somebody that can be a lot more than just a lefty specialist. He can be a seventh-slash-eighth inning type guy in addition to doing a lot of the lefty specialist work. And a lot of his future role in this bullpen as the season moves along and it rolls into the postseason is going to depend on who or what they add to that bullpen going forward. But even if they do nothing else, they added another lefty arm that they desperately need to that bullpen because the lefties they have in that bullpen really haven't done a good job against left-handed pitching. So he can be the lefty specialist. And if he needs to do more and he needs to be a seventh or eighth inning guy, he has the abilities to do that. So this is definitely a very, very sound acquisition that stands very well on its own. Also, because of what you paid, it doesn't preclude you from going out and getting into the bidding war for Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman. But at the same time, as I said, as those prices escalate, as we get closer and closer to August 1st, you may not want to be in this bidding war. It may be a price too rich to pay because there are going to be a lot of suitors. You know, you have Washington, and they're going to pay a king's ransom to get another piece. Cleveland is going to pay a king's ransom to get another guy in their bullpen. The Dodgers may, because they may not be able to solidify the starting pitching. So, and the Rangers have to. They have the worst bullpen in Major League Baseball. So there's going to be four and five teams bidding for the services of Aroldis Chapman, who for sure is going to be on the block, and quite likely Andrew Miller. So if you decide you don't want to engage in that battle and in that bidding war because of the price you'd have to pay, you don't have to because you brought in a very productive but lesser known and still developing piece, who also, by the way, will be a part of your long-term plans because he's under team control at a very manageable price for a long time.
Yep, and that's exactly why it was a terrific deal for the Cubs. It was also a good deal for Seattle in that bullpen commodities, when you're not going anywhere, well, you know, get rid of them. And if you can bring back a potential slugger, which they did, a potential back-of-the-rotation starting pitcher, when they did, which they did.
Right.
Well, it's a win-win for your team. Are you getting absolute can't-miss prospects for your player? No. But you're getting pretty solid potential guys that you can strengthen your farm system with, at least in the short term, and hopefully move them up to the major league level at some point in time.
Well, I'll talk to you about these prospects a little bit. In Vogelbach is a big-time hitter. He's hit at every level.
Yep.
And he's hitting exceedingly well this year at AAA. He's always had power. He's been ranked as high as the number seven prospect in the Cubs chain going back to 2012. He was the number nine prospect in the Cubs chain back in 2013, according to Baseball America. At the end of the 2015 season, he was ranked as the number 25 prospect in the Cubs system. The guy can flat out rake. The thing about his value or lack thereof for the Cubs was twofold. Number one, the only position he can play in the field is first base.
Right.
Well, he's blocked. Anthony Rizzo's in his way. So there's no place else for him to go. And I guess the other part of it, he's a thickly built player. He's kind of short. He's only 6 feet tall. So they think a lot of him, but he was never going to play for the Cubs. And he has much more value on an American League team because he can play first base or DH. You want to get his bat in the lineup. He's a bat that's ready to jump into the major leagues right now. So a nice piece for Seattle. We'll talk more about these prospects on the other side and why this was such a smart move for the Cubs when you look at what they gave up and why it was a sound move for the Seattle Mariners as well. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. We're talking baseball. We're talking trades. We're talking Seattle and the Chicago Cubs.
Exactly right, Bob. And before the break, I started breaking down these prospects because they're not household names. And a lot of our listeners don't know anything about these guys and what Seattle got. And what Seattle got in Dan Vogelbach is a top slugging prospect who's actually ready to jump onto the major league stage right now. You know, he's progressed rapidly and successfully through the Cubs system, and I think he's one of the leading home run hitters in AAA this year. Again, you know, his stock had fallen within the Cubs system as they brought in better and better prospects around him. And it's not because of his bat. He's a terrific left-handed bat with terrific power, and he's still very young. You know, he's a little short and stocky, extremely strong. But his lack of position on defense beyond first base, you know, knocked his prospect ranking down. And he's not an elite athlete. He's an elite hitter.
Right.
And he's a left-handed hitter that can rake, big-time power, hits for a good average, pretty good plate discipline. You know, he's not going to strike out a ton by today's standards, has a good eye, and will draw walks. So he's a very, very sound hitter, including pretty dynamic power. But the other parts of his game are fairly limited in that there's no clear position beyond first base that he can play. He's not going to run the bases real well. So there are some of those type of issues. And with Anthony Rizzo there in Chicago, Vogelbach had no value to the Cubs beyond as a trade chip. He was never going to play. When you consider that they have Rizzo, and then they have a better version of Vogelbach already up on the major league stage in Kyle Schwarber. You know, here's another guy that, you know, he's Paul Bunyan. He's bigger and he's better. He also doesn't have a clear and obvious defensive position.
Right.
So you couldn't afford to keep another one of those guys around. So Vogelbach's value to the Cubs was as a chip. And it was a great move in taking this chip and getting protection against the bidding war and getting a quality piece that can help you short and long term. So that's the deal on Vogelbach. For Seattle, this is a guy who, you're an American League team. You can play him at first base. You can put him at DH. He can jump right in, and he can perhaps be a frontline quality bat because he has the power to hit it out of any park.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, Safeco, it doesn't matter. He'll get the ball at any of those parks. Jellystone, Ranger Smith. So he's a valuable, he's a valuable, valuable piece and a smart, sound, young piece for Seattle to add. Because as you said, and Seattle's not out of it. They have an uphill climb, but they're not out of it. But the realities are, if you don't truly see yourself as a contender, solid bullpen pieces, they're tradable commodities for better pieces. Vogelbach is one of those better pieces. The pitcher in Paul Blackman, I think you said it well. I guess his potential is back of the rotation, maybe middle reliever, but I think he could go as far as being back of the rotation. I don't even think he's a middle of the rotation guy. He wins, he pitches to a good ERA, walk to strikeout ratio somewhere around 3-1. Biggest problem with him on every level of the minor leagues, pitches to contact, does not strike out a lot of guys.
Right.
Does not translate to a front or even middle of the rotation guy. Back of the rotation guy, again, another one of these prospects in the Cubs system. He's actually the number 19 prospect after the 2015 season. So, again, Seattle got solid pieces. In Vogelbach, they got a guy that's better than that prospect ranking and really has the potential to have a major impact and make this trade look like a real good one for the Mariners and one that could benefit both sides. In Blackburn, well, the jury's out, and time will tell. For the Cubs, and I just want to wrap this up, and you can run.
Yeah, sure.
For the Cubs, as sound as hell, get a good piece. You trade guys that weren't a factor in your future, that were nothing more than chips. You didn't give away any of your best trade chips, and you have the ability to go out and do so much more in the market, whatever you choose to do or not do. So I love this trade for the Cubs, and I do think it makes a lot of sense for the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, well, you focused on the hitter a lot. The pitcher is intriguing for one particular reason. Although he pitches to contact, he's still very young. This was a high school draftee. He came in, and he's won on any level. And as these guys try to evolve as pitchers, you're always looking for the lightning bolt arm, and you're always looking for the guy that is going to strike out 100 guys in 9 innings, and we get all that. All this guy does is win. He wins on every level. And he pitches to a sub-4 ERA, which in the American League, and, you know, you're in minor leagues with designated hitters, that's a pretty good thing right there. And he's maybe at 22 years of age, slowly has figured it out. Like I said, he wins everywhere he goes. So he's going to be in the major leagues at some point in time. What kind of impact? Who knows? But if he ends up being a long guy in the bullpen, well, they'll have him for a few years and he'll bounce around. If he ends up being a number five starter, he'll be a guy who'll be under the Seattle Mariners' control for a while. And if he turns out to be one of those inning eater kind of guys, well, then they may have struck a nice little piece of, I don't want to say gold, but maybe silver with a little touch of gold in it between the two players.
All right. That's fair. Like I said, I like this trade for the Mariners. You know, again, it's a bullpen piece.
Yeah.
You know, you can afford for things that have higher upside. And that's what they
absolutely
do. For the Cubbies, they've got high upside and productive guys all over the place. They needed a bullpen piece. This is a good one. You know, a lot more than just a lefty setup guy. You know, he can be, you know, lefty specialist. He can be a seventh, eighth inning guy. He's one of those bullpen guys that throws a lot of pitches. He throws five pitches with some regularity. So, you know, his splits are good against both lefties and righties. You know, maybe he's even a guy that evolves into a starter at some point. He was a starter throughout the minor leagues. And in his career, even in Seattle in his two seasons, he stepped in and started before. So he's an intriguing piece. I really like this trade a lot for the Cubs. It makes so much sense. And it's one of those trades where you added an important piece and you didn't break the bank. And I think it's a very sound move for the Seattle Mariners. And this is what trades are supposed to be. They're supposed to make sense for both sides. And I think this one does. But I really love this trade for the Cubs because now they've taken the pressure off themselves of having to overpay in the bidding war that's coming up for Chapman and Miller.
Yep, I think that's fair all the way around. One of the big chips that had already been moved from San Diego to Boston, and he made his first start for the Boston Red Sox, and that's Drew Pomeranz. And fortunately for him, Hanley Ramirez had an all-time night as he batted 3 home runs, knocked in 6 runs, and the Boston Red Sox managed to hold on against the San Francisco Giants and win the game. Drew Pomeranz did not really do much to help that cause.
Didn't do anything to help that cause. You know, when you're staked to a lead like he was and you can't get out of the fifth inning, that's a lousy start. It's one, they're going to have him for a bunch more, but not an auspicious beginning for Drew Pomeranz as it relates to his start with the Boston Red Sox, who are desperate for starting pitching. Let's stay with the baseball a little bit, Bob, and let's go to Texas. We've seen the Houston Astros shave quite a few games off of their lead in the AL West. They've now placed 2 of their key everyday regulars on the DL. I should say 2 more. Shin-Soo Chu, Prince Fielder, both on the 15-day DL. Chu should be back pretty quickly. Fielder, it's a reoccurrence of some neck and back issues that he's been dealing with. Looks like he may be out for the year. And, you know, you look at this Rangers group, and you know, as I read this, I said, boy, you know, you got a 4-game lead, you're playing 580 ball, but you're banged up, you're not a great hitting team, you got the worst bullpen in baseball, you have a starting rotation that lacks depth and actually has performed much better than it should, and you start to say to yourself, boy, how does this team keep winning games, and how do they fix all the things they need to fix, and how do they avoid limping to the finish line and not getting passed by the Astros in the AL West and a whole bunch of teams in the wild card chase? You know, I look at this team, and the performance and the whole has been greater than the sum of the parts. I just don't know with this latest set of injuries if they can continue playing this kind of ball and if they can actually find a way to sneak into the playoffs without getting all kinds of major help that would completely deplete their farm system.
I don't see how they can do it without completely depleting their farm system. They're just losing too many position players, Joe. And if Fielder's out for the rest of the season, where's the pop coming from on a consistent basis?
Well, he didn't provide any. He only had 8 home runs all year. He's done nothing this year.
But the threat thereof, I mean, that's the reason why he's in the lineup. There's always players that fall into that category, but all of a sudden they heat up.
He was in the lineup because they were paying him a boatload of money a couple of guys if they didn't put him in.
It happened with Pujols to a certain degree. It certainly happened with Josh Hamilton when he wasn't producing. But the threat is always there, and you know that's also part of the equation. So I'm real curious to see how it plays out. I think they're going to get blown past by the Astros. I think they're going to have to make some moves if they don't want that to happen.
I don't even know if they can make enough moves to shore up all the problems they have: starting pitching, bullpen, and lineup depth. That's a lot to try and fix at the deadline when you're going to have all these teams out there looking for pieces.
Yep.
Waleed Tamari joins us next. We're going to talk the WWE lawsuit. That's next here on The Attack. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Waleed J. Tamari, attorney at law. And no, Joe and I are not in trouble, but the WWE might be, as a class action lawsuit has been filed against them this past Monday. And it's all about CTE, and Mr. Tamari is here to explain it to us. Welcome to the show. Bob and Joe here with you.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's very nice to have you, and CTE is always in the news these days, whether it's football or various other sports, and concussions in general are in the world of sports in a big-time way, in a big-time headline. But 50 former wrestlers in a class-action lawsuit against Vince McMahon and WWE, that's big news.
You know, it is. It's an interesting lawsuit, and it's interesting because, you know, this is not the first lawsuit that the WWE's faced actually related to these allegations. You know, the WWE's been facing these types of litigations for the last year actually. And what's happened, and it's interesting to know what happened in the previous litigation to find out where this litigation is going. So, you know, there were different plaintiffs, different wrestlers, Joe and Bob, that filed a lawsuit that was decided at some level in March of this year, okay? In March of this year, what happened is the other wrestlers, and the allegations were the same. What are the allegations of this complaint? The allegations in those complaints and this complaint stem from the fact that the WWE was aware of the consequences that were the negative consequences that were caused by head injuries, and that they did not disclose and provide the adequate protections and disclosures and training that they should have to the wrestlers, right? That's what this lawsuit about. That's what the previous lawsuit was about. What's interesting is the judge in the March lawsuit essentially dismissed a lot of the claims because, you know, Joe and Bob, when you're engaged in a contact sport, there's going to be contact, right? It's going to happen as a natural course.
Sure.
And so, essentially, what the judge, and this is a Connecticut court, and the judge in March on the previous lawsuit said, listen, there's this contact sports exception, this contact sports doctrine that says, look, if you're playing contact sports and somebody gets hurt, you can't sue the coaches, you can't sue the other players, and they're going to extend what the court did in March of this year is it extended that contact sports doctrine, okay, to wrestling, to the WWE. So they dismissed large portions of the claims that the wrestlers had in the previous litigation. And so now the question, Bob and Joe, well, why are we having this litigation, right? Well, this is what happened. So that decision is currently being appealed by the plaintiffs and by the wrestlers, okay? And so what the wrestlers did now is they came back and they said, look, because we're appealing, we disagree with the contact sports doctrine exception. In other words, we disagree that the WWE's position that they should not be subject to liability should apply. That's a stretch. Why is it a stretch? The reason is why it's a stretch in other sports. Let's say we're talking about hockey, okay, where contact is a natural part of the sport. In wrestling, it's artificially created. And Joe and Bob, do you know who it's artificially created by? The allegations are it's artificially created by the WWE. So that's really the nature and kind of the nuance between what happened previously and what's going on currently with this lawsuit.
Well, I can see there's some complicated issues on both sides with a lawsuit like this. First of all, and I think you made a good point, you know, professional wrestling is it is staged conflict. And, you know, World Wrestling Entertainment stages the conflict. And that's the reality. So that's issue one. Issue two, you know, you talked about this exclusion for contact sports. Well, Vince McMahon and the WWE came out a number of years ago and admitted that professional wrestling was not a sport, but that it was entertainment. And they did this. They had their own rationale for doing this, and it was to get out from under the auspices of various state athletic commissions and things of that nature. But one of the things they've done was they have admitted that it is, in fact, not a sport but entertainment. Will that admission a number of years back factor into this lawsuit, and will that help the plaintiffs have a case?
Well, you make a really good point. And so, you know, to your point, based on, so, you know, this is, as you've indicated, WWE has acknowledged this is an entertainment. It's wrestling. The WWE is entertainment. It's a controlled type of entertainment. And why that's important is if you look at the differences in the complaint, remember that what the wrestlers had to do in this complaint is they had to change a little bit. This complaint is a little bit different than the previous complaint that was dismissed in large part. So what are the differences? It goes to your point. What the wrestlers are arguing right now is, look, because the WWE has acknowledged, right, that this is an entertainment sport, and this becomes really a question of control, right? Because if the scripts are being created and controlled and directed by the WWE, this is not a situation where two hockey players are going after a loose hockey puck. Right, that's not the situation here. This is a situation where if a wrestler is throwing a chair, right, Joe and Bob, if a wrestler is throwing a chair, it's under, arguably, this is what the plaintiff is saying, the direction of the WWE. If a wrestler is jumping off the ropes onto another wrestler, it is under that direction of the WWE. So these are what the allegations are. This is different, okay, because it's not a situation where, like in a natural contact in a sport like hockey, okay, this is not a situation where the contact occurs naturally, but rather artificially.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point there, and the WWE's response was that, look, this is the same lawyer bringing the same case. It has been dismissed a couple of times. Now, there's one active with Vito LaGrasso and Evan Singleton, but the other cases that Konstantin Kairos has brought have been tossed out of court. So does, in your opinion, that favor the WWE in this, or does it really have no impact on this current class action?
Well, again, and you're pointing out really important issues. So the first argument, okay, that the WWE is going to have is the argument that you just articulated. The WWE is going to say, right, why are we here? This issue's already been decided. That's what they're going to say. But what are the wrestlers going to say? The wrestlers are going to say, listen, the other issue is on appeal. Okay, so we don't know what the appellate court is going to do. So in addition to the fact that it's on appeal, okay, you don't know if there's going to be a reversal. And this case, this new case, has not only additional plaintiffs, right, but it has additional facts.
Well, and we're joined by Waleed Tamari, an attorney, and we're talking about the WWE lawsuit, lawsuit against World Wrestling Entertainment by 50 of its former wrestlers. Now, Waleed, I see some other holes in this lawsuit. Number one, and I don't know if this is just being paraphrased in the writings on the lawsuit, but the lawsuit is actually concerning CTE. Well, CTE can only be diagnosed post-mortem. According to, from what I can tell on this lawsuit, all 50 wrestlers named in the lawsuit are still alive and kicking in some form. So how can you attach CTE to this lawsuit when, well, none of these guys has passed away and we haven't been able to test their brains? That's number one. And number two, not all of these guys only worked for World Wrestling Entertainment. Each and every one of these 50 guys named in this lawsuit has worked for other promoters over their career. Many of those promoters no longer in business, like Jim Crockett Promotions, World Championship Wrestling, which was run by AOL Time Warner. There's a whole host of others. And obviously, Jerry McDivitt, the lead counsel for World Wrestling Entertainment, can make the case that we didn't choreograph outcomes that put them in danger. That was their other employers, some of them who employed extreme wrestling techniques like ECW, which was run by Paul Heyman. The list goes on and on. So when I look at this lawsuit, I see a myriad of holes in it that a brilliant attorney like Jerry McDivitt can easily exploit, and it looks to me like the lawyer representing these 50 wrestlers is overmatched.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you look at the new complaint, one of the issues that's brought up in the new complaint is the issue of control, right? So going back to your point in terms of other employment opportunities the wrestlers may have had, the difference between being an employee and an independent contractor oftentimes rests upon the amount of control, right, that an employer has. This new complaint is really trying to focus, and it's probably one of the reasons they're probably doing it is the wrestlers are probably doing this is because they're forecasting these issues that you've articulated. So one of the arguments that the wrestlers have in this new complaint is that, look, this shouldn't be treated as an independent contractor situation. This should be treated, this should be treated as a situation where it's really more it's more tantamount, right, to a employer-employee because of the control that we've talked about. That's issue number one. The second issue is, in terms of the damages that are being claimed, you're absolutely right in terms of CTE. What the lawsuit is claiming, the lawsuit is trying to say, look, you know, the WWE knew about certain problems and hazards, and they didn't tell the wrestlers about this. So those damages resulted in the concussions and the repeated head trauma that may result in CTE down the line. So they're looking for the medical care to date, right, as well as they're looking for future medical care that would result after death.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point. We've got you for about 90 seconds. CTE, as Joe said, you don't know until they die. Yet one of the plaintiffs in the case, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, was found incompetent to stand trial for murder, part of the argument based on the fact that his attorneys were arguing that multiple concussions, dementia, and they believe he has CTE. If these lawsuits are upheld, does that open a Pandora's box for former athletes or anybody really who has had concussion issues to use CTE as a mental incompetence defense on acts of violence?
You know, I mean, it's interesting because all of these things are going to be looked upon, all of these cases, obviously, rest on the fact that they're looked upon on a case-by-case basis. And obviously there's going to be different forms of brain trauma, head trauma, is going to result maybe in different types of brain damage. So those are going to result in really on a case-by-case basis. But will it allow defendants to think about that defense? Absolutely.
30 seconds or less, Waleed. Depending on the outcome of this case, will it have a far-reaching effect on the rest of the professional sports landscape, football, hockey, basketball, and some of the CTE lawsuits that and concussion and brain trauma lawsuits that they're dealing with? Or will this one, because of its unique nature, stand on its own merits? In about 30 seconds.
You know, this is going to be this. I think this lawsuit is going to stand on its. It's a little bit different, and it's probably a lot different, and it's a lot different again for several reasons. We've talked about the reasons, given the control aspects, given the fact that, you know, a lot of these things are really dictated. A lot of these activities that the wrestlers are engaging in are dictated and created right by the WWE. So I think in and of itself, that's a big difference in terms of these types of concussions and other types of sports.
Well, Lee, thank you so much for a few minutes. Truly a pleasure. Some great insight into the latest lawsuit against World Wrestling Entertainment. We really do appreciate it. We look forward to having you on again down the line as legal issues within the world of sports dictate our need for you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe and Bob. Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye now. Waleed J. Tamiri, Esquire, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and giving us the latest 411 on the class action lawsuit against World Wrestling Entertainment as it relates to head trauma. I got a couple of thoughts on this story as we go out the door. We'll talk about them on the other side. We're Spano and Black. You keep it where it's at.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Well, not so much. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto. Joe, you had some last thoughts on it, and this will spill over into hour two as well.
Maybe a little bit, but I'll tell you this. It's interesting, and I wanted to ask Waleed if this would have any impact on some of the other lawsuits that we see as a result of head trauma in mainstream sports. And he was under the impression the unique circumstances dictate that it probably won't. It won't, you know, any decisions here won't be a benchmark for anything else. That's number one. Number two, this lawyer's overmatched. You know, Jerry McDivitt's a brilliant attorney, I'm not a lawyer. I can punch a million holes in this case, a bunch of them. And the realities are, not the least of which is, I'll give you two of them. A lot of these guys on this list worked the vast majorities of their career for promoters other than Vincent Kennedy McMahon. That's number one. Number two, these are all old school wrestlers. 90% of them, the only thing the company called was the finish. These guys used to call the match in the ring, so the bumps they took, they called themselves.
Yep.
Something to think about. I mean, if you want to spill it into hour two, I'm happy to.
Yeah,
because
I do,
there's a lot here I can say, and I think there's a lot of insight we can give the audience as it relates to why this lawsuit, in my mind, has so little basis in some ways and why that's so sad. So why don't we step aside, and then on the other side now or two, we'll start off by discussing this lawsuit a little further. We're the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to stick around for hour two.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
I think we're all aware about how intense this monsoon activity can be, and people need to really be prepared. They need to do their homework and study and watch the weather forecast and before they venture out into the wilderness.
One hiker is dead and two others are hurt after they were struck by lightning in Coconino County in Arizona. CCSO Commander Rex Gilliland says it's a reminder of how dangerous storms can be this time of year. It took almost 4 hours to get the other two hikers out of the area. At the convention last night, New York Congressman Peter King said that many of the barbs that have been thrown at Hillary Clinton are simply politics in this day and age.
I can't begin to imagine what the Democrats are going to say about Donald Trump next week at their convention. I think the strategy was to go after Hillary the first 2 days, show why she's not qualified or why she shouldn't be president.
This is USA Radio News.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
There's a standoff going on right now between a suspect and police at Columbus Circle in Manhattan. Scott Pringle is at the scene with details.
Well, police have brought in a robot with a camera to see inside this SUV and try and communicate with the suspect, who is not talking, and police are not quite sure if he's armed. This is a standoff in Columbus Circle, and it's been going on since a little after 2 a.m. It started when a guy tossed a device inside a patrol van in Times Square around 11:30 last night. It was made up of candles and an electrical component with a flashing LED light. Determined to be harmless, Chief of Department James O'Neill says police did catch up with the vehicle and have it surrounded now.
Emergency service and bomb squad personnel are on the scene, along with hostage negotiators attempting to engage the suspect.
And the guy is wearing a jacket and red helmet. Columbus Circle completely shut down. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
We will continue to update this story as the situation continues. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh. B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The city of Grand Rapids, Michigan will be getting nearly $3 million from the federal government to remove lead paint from homes. One of those is likely to be the home of Casey Blakely, who has three kids.
We went to go paint the house a couple weeks ago, not really thinking to test it, and we tested positive for lead. But it's like, what do we do next?
Thousands of Richmond area Dominion, Virginia power customers continue to wait for their service to be restored. Frank Hammond reports.
Rob Richardson with Dominion, Virginia Power says they're working as quickly and safely as possible, but debris has complicated things. Crews are working on getting main lines repaired in order to get into the neighborhoods as soon as possible. As far as a timeline, Dominion's website says areas of Richmond and Chesterfield, where most of the outages are, might not get service restored until as late as tomorrow afternoon. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
One of the most creative men in Hollywood, Gary Marshall, has passed away at the age of 81. Complications from a stroke, the cause. He created TV classics in the 70s like Happy Days, The Odd Couple, Laverne and Shirley, and Mork and Mindy, and then went onto the big screen to direct Pretty Woman and The Princess Diaries. He said he was best known for being Penny Marshall's brother. Happy Days star Henry Winkler tweeted, "Thank you for my professional life. Thank you for your loyalty, friendship, and generosity." Gary Marshall dead at 81. I'm Rod Williams Stoll, USA Radio News.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Well, good day, America, and welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Go, 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 go. Whether you're heading to work, whether you're heading to the park, whether you're heading anywhere to the beach, no matter where it is, it's all about the devices and platforms you can get out. Not only this show, but all the terrific programming of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, explain it to the people.
I sure will, Bob. There's so many ways to take Sports Byline with you on the go via your devices, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app that you can download it to any device you can think of, and maybe a few you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, be they Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio, that coveted app versatility. Apple, Android, Windows, you can go to TuneIn.com. Again, there's a lot of on-demand content, and also a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And also, most importantly to us, because it hits close to home, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Span on Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
And hopefully you're getting a little bit of a taste of home from Spano and Black. Enjoy us. Enjoy the network. We're proud to be a part of it.
Exactly right. And let us not forget Stitcher.com, which is the new face of radio and also a great way to listen. On the other side, Bob, we'll kind of get hit the ground running in hour number two. We'll set the table and tie up some loose ends from hour one. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it's at.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef and they're 100%. They're so good they make us want to sing like,
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, July 23rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Spano and Black teaming up together to bring you the buffet of sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe, let's set it up for the people. There's some interesting things that spilled over from hour one. And we'll continue that conversation and then get into hour two, concluding with Joey McWilliams at 40 after the hour to talk about the possible expansion of the Big 12.
Yeah, we're going to kind of wrap up some discussions from hour one. We'll go back to the WWE CTE lawsuit and kind of wrap that up. And it won't take all that long. Maybe we'll clean up some baseball. But we're also going to have to get into some breaking news that relates to CTE. And I don't know if you've seen this yet. Eugene Monroe just announced his retirement.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll dive into that a little bit. And he put together a rather, you know, Eugene Monroe is a very well-spoken young man. And he wrote a very moving piece that was published on the Players Tribune announcing his retirement. And that's just come to light within the last 2 or 3 minutes. It actually came via Twitter during our last commercial break.
Very good. And that also has something to do, and we should spill into the conversation about Elliot Pelman retiring as well, since we're talking CTE. And he was the face of the NFL when it involved traumatic head injuries.
So, you know, let's run all of this down, and we'll tie up all the loose ends, and we will focus at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time with Joey McWilliams on the Big 12 expansion talk. We'll save it all for that. You know, we'll spend a lot of these next two segments on CTE, traumatic head injury, Dr. Pelman, and maybe clean up any other baseball we might have to dive into. So we'll bounce it around. We've got plenty to cover, not all that much time to do it in. But I do want to go back to the CTE, you know, this lawsuit that's been filed. It's a class action lawsuit, 51 former professional wrestlers in all, versus World Wrestling Entertainment. And as we talked about in the last hour, this one, because of the difference between a traditional sport and a worked sport, such as professional wrestling, a sport with a choreographed outcome, is that the outcome of this lawsuit won't really have any far-reaching effects, positively or negatively, on lawsuits that football players may file against the National Football League, that hockey players down the line may file against the NHL, that NASCAR drivers may file against NASCAR, and we see the issues that Dale Earnhardt Jr. is having. because of the worked nature of this sport. So I guess my problem with this lawsuit is this lawyer. He's lost twice to World Wrestling Entertainment already in the past. And, you know, he's bringing a plastic knife to a gunfight. He's just, you know, I'm looking at a number of things in this lawsuit, and I've done some digging. I wouldn't let this guy fight a parking ticket for me.
Yeah,
he's just completely overmatched, and on so many levels, there's things within this lawsuit that don't have merit. You may not like Jerry McDivitt; he's a hell of a lawyer, though, and he's the World Wrestling Entertainment's lead counsel. And a couple of things I want to explore with you here. Number one is that some of these people, of these 51 wrestlers named in this lawsuit as plaintiffs, never worked a day for Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And they never worked for World Wrestling Entertainment.
Small detail.
I mean, I'll give you a guy. Don Leo Jonathan, who's a legendary wrestler. He worked, I guess, less than a year for Vince's dad back in the early 70s.
Right.
But guess what? Everybody talks about or alludes to the fact that Vince Jr. or Vincent Kennedy McMahon bought the company from his father. Well, he really didn't. He did, but he didn't. They're two completely different corporations. Vince Sr.'s company was Capital Sports. You know, Vince Jr.'s is a completely different company. So, you know, there's a guy that doesn't belong in the lawsuit. Now, I see people here who were wrestling managers that never took a bump. There's just so many issues here as it relates to holes within this lawsuit from guys who I don't think suffered any type of traumatic brain injury, to guys that never worked for Vince McMahon, to guys that spent so much of their career working for other promoters who were promoters that were proponents of hardcore wrestling, and these guys suffered those brain injuries more than likely working there. You know, you have an example. There's a wrestler. I'm going to pull him up in a second here. Here it is. Terry Michael Brunk. He was known as Sabu. He was this innovator of hardcore wrestling. Worked for Paul Heyman at ECW. They'd smash each other over the heads with chairs and everything else. He worked a handful of matches for the WWE. But the WWE's level of use of chairs, it'll paled in comparison to Extreme Championship Wrestling. So I see on so many levels a lack of basis on this lawsuit, all the way down to, you look at most of these guys, they're older school wrestlers. And, you know, I don't know how much our audience knows about professional wrestling, and I don't even know how much you know about it, but what happens is everybody has this impression, like now, if another lawsuit came down the road 30 years from now based on wrestlers of today, might have a little bit more merit based on where they work and everything else and how the business is done. But if you look at most of these guys, they're all old guard wrestlers.
Right.
And the way it used to work is an agent would come to you with the finish. Okay, you know, here's how we're going to do the finish. You know, you're going to do a small package and you're going to run out. You're going to be the chicken ass heel and you're going to leave. Well, beyond the finish, They didn't, you know, had to tell you who was going over. That's how the business works because it's a choreographed outcome. So they would tell you who who management wanted to go over. But beyond that, these guys did what they called the match in the ring. In other words, they decided what was going to happen between the two wrestlers in the ring. And it was all done impromptu. This wasn't a situation where the office, as it were, which is what they call the promotion, would lay out the entire match for you. They'd give you the finish, which was how the match was going to end. And they basically told you how long you had. That was it. Everything else was called by the wrestlers. So a lot of the injuries these wrestlers incurred, they incurred on their own.
Yeah,
so,
no,
you know, there's a number of different areas I see where there's no basis for the lawsuit, Bob.
No question about it. And you know, you talked about that. You talked about who worked for who. It's almost collectively older guys. The fact that this lawyer in particular has represented this kind of case a couple of times and it's been shot down all leans on the side of it not having any merit and a court not finding in their favor. However, as we well know, you just have to get your case in front of the right judge.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire dynamic changes. Now, I agree. The lawyer is overmatched. You've poked multiple holes in it. I'm fully aware of what's going on with this lawsuit and the history of wrestling and why it really doesn't have any merit in our eye. However, if you find that sympathetic judge in the right situation, it doesn't matter. Judges make odd decisions sometimes. Yeah. And if they should rule in favor.
Look at a Tom Gamboa case, right?
Exactly. And should they find, or he find the right judge, Quiros, and put it in front of the judge who is sympathetic to their cause, it opens up a whole additional can of worms for the WWE. Now, granted, even if they should lose, they'll appeal it. Who knows what happens after that? But again, litigation being what it is, this kind of stuff goes on and on and on.
And I'll say it like this. It's not that I don't, and I think you'd be inclined to agree. It's not that either of us do not feel bad for some of these wrestlers, because I found that wrestling promoters were very exploitative in their nature. The entire independent contractor agreement, you know, smacked in the face of what was right. I mean, I've heard stories of promoters, you know, basically, you know, back in the days of wrestling, they counted up how much the house made, and you preyed on the honesty of the promoter, and he gave you your percentage. If you're in the main event, you got 3% of the net. Well, you had to prey on this guy being honest.
Yeah.
When he was counting up tickets.
Here's your $25. Thanks a lot.
Right. You know, a lot of them warrant. So it's not that I don't feel bad for these guys, because they are suffering. It is a physical endeavor. But at the same time, this particular lawsuit, the way it's laid out, has no merit, at least in my mind.
Yep.
On the other side, any final thoughts on this? If you haven't, we'll move on to Eugene Monroe and a whole lot more. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, Robert, I think you can ring the inappropriate bell on that one, being we're talking about CTE. Welcome back to The Attack, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, yeah, we're discussing...
Do you think he listens?
I don't know.
Sometimes maybe, I wonder.
Maybe he was making a statement.
Yeah. And there you go. And there you go. Bob, any final thoughts on the class action lawsuit against World Wrestling Entertainment? Or, you know, have we done a pretty good job of weighing in with our thoughts there?
No, I think we've broken it down pretty well. But again, for all the holes that we can poke in the argument, not being lawyers, I'm sure the WWE is well equipped to do their job. But the thing is, the intangible is always what judge it goes in front of.
Yeah, I mean, so, and again, I really want to make them. It's not that I don't feel for these guys.
Of course not.
And it's not that the head trauma is not real. You know, while the conflict may be staged, the physical pounding is real. You know, whether it be you were working for World Wrestling Entertainment, you were working for Jim Crockett Promotions, whether you're working for the World Wrestling, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, whether it was extreme or not, or the not extreme brand of wrestling, the bumps and the injuries, while you guys try to cooperate and work together and keep people from getting hurt, the physical pounding was real, be it whether they were working on in boxing rings, as they often did sometimes. It's any number of things. Sometimes you just can't fake physicality. You can choreograph its outcome, and you can cooperate and work together and try and avoid serious injury that would keep you out of action. But the 300 night a year workload and the slams and the bumps and the bruises, and you know, even in a worked environment, the injuries that they suffer are real. The head trauma is real. I feel for these 51 guys and for the hundreds and thousands that came before them. But if they're going to put together a realistic class action lawsuit, I wish these 51 guys would find somebody better qualified than this attorney. Yeah, and I wish they could work something out where with either World Wrestling Entertainment, because there's nobody else to go after anymore, really. And everybody goes where the money is. There are a couple of other promotions that are still in business that many of these guys have worked for, but there's no point. They have no money. There's no reason to go after them.
Right.
That said, I wish something could be worked out akin to what's been done with the NFL as a result of the settlement of their first lawsuit. Maybe Vince sets up a fund, help these guys out like he's done with their rehab. You know, he will pay. If you ever worked for World Wrestling Entertainment for 1 second, and you go to them and say, I need help, they'll pay for your rehab. So maybe there's something that can be done there, you know, without having to give a piece of your settlement to this shyster lawyer who really doesn't deserve to be putting this case out there. He's just not a very good attorney, and he doesn't seem to be particularly ethical either.
Yeah. Nothing to argue with. Let's go to Eugene
Monroe. The proof's in the pudding, man. Let's do that, Bobby. Announced his retirement handful of minutes ago. I saw it when we were coming out of our first commercial break. It came up on Twitter, and he posted a very moving article on the Players Tribune, leaving the game I love. And, you know, this came out of left field. If you remember when he was released by the Baltimore Ravens, he said he was going to take his time and assess his options on where he was going to play next. And if you read the article, after a lot of thoughtful contemplation, he's leaving the game because of the risks to his health. And he wants to The first thing he said he's going to do is make an appointment with a battery of doctors and get thoroughly tested and find out as much information as he can about the current state of his health.
Right.
So we see another thoughtful, contemplative, intelligent athlete retiring with plenty of meat on the bone because the effects of football are far more trouble than they're worth for somebody who now has all the personal wealth he will ever need.
And that's the point. It at a certain point, that where which direction does the scale tip in? For him, he had reached that point. He talked about the fact, and I keep the Players Tribune up all the time when we're doing this show. He talked about the fact that initially it just started out. Well, no, because there's great stuff on there, you know, which is why, because these players break a lot of the news that we talk about on the Trib. And the fact is, he talked about how his child initially was talking about, how come you always forget stuff, Daddy? And then it progressed to the point where he would stick his cell phone in the freezer.
No, I've all done that.
Tear the house apart trying to find it. So, he had obviously seen enough. His family had obviously seen enough. And as you discussed, when he got released, he made the decision publicly that he was going to take his time about going to another team or whatever he was going to end up doing. Well, this ended up being the end result.
Yeah, and his team is called Team Monroe, and he's going home.
That's exactly right. And he is joining an ever-growing list of players who feel financially secure enough at this point in their lives to not risk further damage to their health by continuing to play this game. And we're going to see more and more and more of it.
Spotlight's a huge, huge problem. We've talked about it many times from a business side on this show. The NFL has a problem that is reaching, and not as slowly as I initially thought it would, it's reaching epidemic proportions. Because when you go out to the stadium and you're all dressed in your favorite team's jerseys and you look on the field and the guy's not there, not because he's hurt this week, not because he was traded or released, but because he's retired, you start looking to your kid next to you and you say, you know what, maybe this game ain't for you.
You know, Joe, there's one aspect of it that we have to bring up, and I do feel for these players, and I think there's legitimate concern, obviously. They've done enough research now on it with deceased players to recognize that, particularly in the world of football, CTE is an ongoing thing, and it certainly diminishes the quality of life, and there's a legit concern, which is why these guys are stepping off the stage. But they also make the choice to play the sport. And whether it's wrestling or hockey or soccer, and I'll even equate it to the real world. If you're a fireman or you're a construction worker or you're a policeman or you name the field, there's a certain level of risk involved in your chosen profession. And when you make the choice to take up that profession as your career, there is a certain amount of responsibility on you by making that choice. Now, the NFL is guilty of not doing all they can do to protect their players. But the majority of these players, they get these concussions in high school too. They go into this with eyes wide open, wanting to be multimillionaires. How much of a price they're willing to pay remains to be seen, and more of them are now stepping off the stage at an earlier age.
Well said, Bob. I mean, you know, when I played football, we didn't know these type of risks. We were treated differently. And, you know, now you go in, as you said, eyes completely wide open. Even this generation of current athletes, they didn't go in as aware of the long-term risks. They're going in now knowing the long-term risks. And when you couple that with guys walking off the stage, the game of football as we know it may cease to exist in a not-too-distant future.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've talked about it before, and you were on this bandwagon before me, so I'll give you full credit, something I do with great hesitation.
But of course.
But that said, you know, you see, we've had a dozen-plus guys who are household names and some that are all-timers walk off the stage with meat on the bone to pursue other endeavors for the sake of their long-term health. You know, that will have an effect on the grassroots level. And 15, 20 years from now, as the talent pool dries up, the game is diminished. You know, a couple of lawsuits that go the wrong way for the NFL, and I'm not saying they're going to be bankrupt, but the game will either change in how it looks or it will change in the volume of support and acclaim that it gets, and it will fall in the pantheon of American sports. You know, that's coming down the line. It's a real issue for the NFL that they have to get a hold of. And the way they get a hold of it is try and find a cure to the problem, whatever that might be. That's where a great deal of your resources need to go. Find a way to make this game safe enough for these great athletes to play. If you find a way to solve that problem, well, you keep the athlete healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You keep him from having to suffer in the later years of his life. And you maintain your game because your talent pool will not diminish.
At this point, it's all about the helmet. All the research is being done. They're doing everything as far as the big companies, and I guarantee you there's a Ron Popeil somewhere in his garage trying to develop the best football helmet ever invented. Short of that, this game is not going to be recognizable within the foreseeable future. It's going in that direction. This cannonball cannot be stopped rolling downhill.
Very true, Bob. And we're going to talk to Joey McWilliams. OklahomaSports.net. Big 12 expansion. It's on the docket next on the Attack. Keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by our good friends Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. And the Big 12 always making news, whether it's in the regular season of football or in the offseason of football. And they made a little bit of news going forward as their meetings were being held in Dallas. And David Boren, the Big 12 Board of Directors chairman, indicated that it is more than likely that the league will expand. Welcome, Joey, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Well, it's nice to be back with you. Thank you very much for having me this morning, and good morning. Yes, it's all about football, and make no mistake, this really is all about football. The Big 12 is not in a position that it needs help in any other area. I mean, you're talking about a conference that just got off a national championship in softball, three teams in the baseball college World Series, and other places across the board. Two national championships after that for David Boren's own school and in gymnastics. This is all about football and what can be done, and I think they're pushing for sooner rather than later.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've heard a lot of rumors about who the leading candidates are. It looks like the most realistic number is 12 and them expanding by two. Four would seem a little bit ambitious. I think 12's a solid number from everything I've heard that the Big 12 is looking at. You have any indication what the magic number is? Are they looking to go to 12? Are they looking to go to 14? And based on the number they're looking at, who do you think are the favorites to be added to this conference at this point?
Well, I think that President Boren was specifically vague and giving himself an out if they do choose to go to 14. I agree with you. I think 12 is a better number. And again, because it does help other sports, because to realize when this kicks in, all the travel, all that goes in with all the other sports besides football has to be paid for in some way. The money will start to come in because of the negotiations that the Big 12 made regarding not only the addition of schools in the future, but also, as Commissioner Bowlesby mentioned, the deletion as well. I mean, they're prepared just in case someone has to go. And we won't mention any names, but just in case, they're prepared for that as well. But that money goes only so far. And with each additional school, there is a payout of $25 to $30 million with their television contracts. And even how that is paid out, it will vary a little bit through the years. I think, though, that the two candidates that are up at the top are just pretty much what everyone else says. I think it's BYU and it's Cincinnati. BYU, the fan base, you add back into the Mountain Time Zone, back into a huge market there, not only around Colorado, but elsewhere throughout the entire Midwest and Mountain West, to pardon that phrase. But you have that over there. I think Cincinnati probably may be the top one, though. It helps West Virginia to have some kind of a partner east, because the Big 12 footprint is not recognizable as a footprint anymore. It's a footprint and then West Virginia. So Cincinnati would help there as well. But that's a big part of it. And there's one more factor I think that needs to be thought of here, and this goes not only for anyone listening as to who the best choices are right now, 6 months from now, a year from now, and I would preach to myself with this as well, whoever comes in, whoever is brought in as this expansion school, this expansion university, the program, is likely not going to be all that it's capable of being right then. And Commissioner Bowlesby said that, and I think there was wisdom there. These things will evolve. They'll come along. With the competition within the conference, the programs themselves will grow and will increase not only in revenue but in competition on the field as well. And so you're not going to get the finished product on day one. And if you go into it with that idea and that attitude, it sure does help no matter who it is that the Big 12 gets. I think 14 is far-reaching, but I do think that Boren covered his bases with that and hedged his bet should they ever decide to go that route.
I want to follow up a couple of things you said. Number one, you talked about whoever comes in not being a finished product.
If you're a Big 12 fan, just think of TCU. They came in, they struggled for a couple of years before they got their footing under them within that conference. You go out to the Pac-12, think Utah, took them a couple of years to get their footing under them. That said, BYU you talk about as being a favorite, and you laid out a number of reasons. They got a little bit of a scandal of their own going as it relates to how they investigate sexual assaults as it revolves around their honor code and treating victims of sexual assault sometimes not necessarily as victims but as violators of the honor code. Is that issue scaring off some of the powers that be around the Big 12?
I would think on the outside that every word that could possibly be spoken to show caution would be there. And that's been a big deal. And, you know, that's one of the things even through the Big 12 media days. The more talk about Big 12 expansion, every minute that was used talking about Big 12 expansion was a minute not used talking about Baylor. And there was enough of that was being said. So I would think on the outside, yes, all the right things do have to be said. On the inside, though, within some of the closed doors, that still BYU is one of the main players in this whole deal.
Well, you know, you raised an interesting thing, and you actually said the name, didn't you, after you said you weren't going to. talking about Baylor, and that was supposed to be the focus of the meeting, which it ended up being a big part of it. But their consultant firms that they talked about, and they are their TV consultants, came in and blew away the board with their proposal and said, hey, look, if you're going to strike, now is the time. You can increase your television revenue. You can go into these markets and all the ones that we talked about and some that I want to talk about. I'll follow that up with that. And it kind of surprised Bourne and the board in that it wasn't really something that was on the agenda as far as the Big 12 said. As a matter of fact, they made a 180 on it, didn't they?
Oh, right. But that actually, though, has become commonplace with Big 12 officials, I believe. Those that are the powers that be. I mean, you look at the quote-unquote Baker Mayfield rule. This is just barely more than a month ago when the Big 12 had its meetings, and you come out one day and say, no, Baker Mayfield is not going to be eligible with this walk-on transfer rule. And then there are closed-door meetings, and 24 hours later, you know, we decided that Baker Mayfield is going to be eligible through this new walk-on transfer rule that some folks have decided to change their vote. So, yes, to say that a 180 took place, it's not out of character at this point.
Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net joining us here in the attack. And you know, Joe and I are in sync on a lot of things. Sometimes we disagree. But I thought he brought up a great point about BYU and the way that they're handling things. And I'm not as optimistic that BYU will end up being part of the equation for a couple of reasons. I'm not as enthusiastic about their market as some people are because they are in Utah. Let's be honest about it. There ain't that many people in Utah. And I think there's more appealing options. Something that he and I have talked about literally over a year ago was the possibility of a Memphis and or Houston coming into the fold. They have high dense population centers. They have decent enough programs, and they have stadiums that are large enough to deal with the minimum requirements of the league. I think they're much better options than a BYU would be. I can understand Cincinnati for the reasons you said involving West Virginia, but I would go in a different direction as far as approaching either Memphis and or Houston to be part of the equation.
Well, I'm in complete agreement with you when it comes to Houston being a big option. And I think that something that has to be said, though, is that it becomes the fifth team in Texas. And you start diluting the recruiting and the talent that's going to come in. I think that's a small thing, but I do think it does factor in because there are four other schools in Texas that say, hey, we want to be the Big 12 school, and we want to represent, and now there's another option on the table for recruits out of this state. Yes, it's a big state. Yes, there's a lot of talent there. There's no question about that, but still, it's a factor, and a pool of Division I college football players is still just that. It's a finite number, and to take from that is going to take some away. Houston, a viable option as well, though. I would agree with you. And Memphis, with all that it can bring to the table, and a market as well. Media market, not anywhere near the size of what Houston is, but does, as you mentioned, have things that are already in place to make it a viable candidate.
And it's one of their recruiting centers for the conference. But, you know, it's interesting, and I'll piggyback a little bit about what Bob said, then I'm going to go in another direction. It's interesting, in all the articles I'm reading across the country on Big 12 expansion, Memphis is not really considered a big factor in all of this. It looks like the big three as far as, and if they go to two, some one of these teams is going to be left holding the bag. It's Houston, it's BYU, and it's Cincinnati, with Boise State as a distant fourth. That's really how this forecast. Memphis really and South Florida, Central Florida really on the outside looking in. That's number one. Number two, couple of, obstacles to expansion. Number one is the Longhorn Network, and with that in place, the lack of ability for the Big 12 to have a Big 12 network, which is something they desperately need in order to expand. And I guess number two, some of the things I read are that the existing 10 schools within the Big 12 would like whoever does come in expansion to be financially mixed in rather slowly as opposed to immediately. Talk about some of those things that I just brought up.
No, you're exactly right. Let's address the second one first then, because that is the case. When TCU and West Virginia came into the Big 12, the payments that they were receiving were phased in slowly and gradually have increased to the point to where they are right now. And this has been over a 3- and 4-year period that those two universities and athletic programs have received the finances that have been a part of these network packages. So you're right. That's going to be something that I think would be expected of any 2 or 4 teams that come into the league, that the previous 10 are going to continue getting what they're getting, and the other ones will bring in slowly. So those 2 or 4 programs need to be financially stable and sound, and also understand, hey, guys, you're not getting it right away, even though we want you to be here right away, because Bowlesby and Boren both were talking about 17-18. This is the first year of the football championship, 17-18. They would like to see something already in place. And I think another aspect that becomes a little bit of a detriment to that, though, you take schools like a Houston, like a Memphis in the American Conference. And I think also you still have to throw Connecticut out there. You still have to throw UConn out there. I know it's like Boise State, a bit of a dark horse, but that's out there. But again, part of this conference, Cincinnati as well, there are rules in place. When all of the feeding frenzy of the conference realignment took place this last go-round, all these conferences and leagues put in bylaws that said, hey, you can't just jump ship, you know, and be gone in a week. And there are processes involved. There are payments involved and long processes involved. And I believe with the American, it's 2 years or more. So that's got to factor in as well. As quickly as someone in the Big 12 wants to have something done, BYU might be a better candidate just because it can get over more quickly.
That's an interesting point you raise. As we get ready to wrap it up, I'll piggyback that last thought that you had. Does that indicate that the league is going to make a decision sooner rather than later on who they're going to bring in?
I wish I could say. I really don't know. But the signs do point that direction. I think that they're ready to do something quickly. And honestly, and this is just from someone who lives in Oklahoma, a fan's perspective, they should have done this 2 years ago. 2 or 3 years ago, they should have taken care of business while there were still a couple of more options that may have been on the table, like a Louisville. Someone that, at that point in time, if you bring in a Louisville and a Cincinnati together, then it gradually extends the footprint across to Morgantown, West Virginia, and that seems to be a little bit more smooth. So, personally, I think it should have been done a while back. As it stands right now, I think that, yeah, they'll start looking at these things even more closely. And by the way, there have been schools contacting the Big 12. It's not just the Big 12 saying, hey, we want to reach out to you. There are schools that are reaching out to them just as much. And so if it's already in place from both directions, that trigger could be pulled pretty quickly.
Well, Joey, we appreciate the insight in a couple minutes. As always, you bring a lot to the table, and we certainly appreciate it. Thanks, and we'll talk to you again in the not-too-distant future.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net, if you want to find him there. And let me tell you, it's a terrific site. He's up on everything in the world of sports in the Big 12. And, you know, a little Oklahoma-centric, Joe, but he really has his finger on the pulse of what's going on within the conference.
Well said, Bob. We'll tie a bow around it for Thursday edition. On the other side, we're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto. I want to thank our guests for coming on board today. And you know, it's interesting because you get into these conversations and sometimes they take a life of their own. When Attorney Tamari came on, the CTE conversation spilled, and we could have done more time with Joey McWilliams as well. We want to thank them both for being a part of the program. But, you know, again, it particularly with what we were talking about with Joey, and the topic of conversation was, and in a big-time way, Baylor and whether or not they're going to continue to be part of the league and what direction football program is going to go in. You know, Joe raised a great point. BYU and the way they deal with scandals on their campus, I have a feeling that's going to be the subject of very heavy conversation within that room as the Big 12 decides whether or not to expand. They're going to. Who they bring in remains to be seen. I'm not as optimistic or open to BYU being a part of that equation because of a number of reasons. We've talked about the time zone, Joe's great point about how they handle their own scandals, and the fact of the matter is the market's not all that big. I think they have better and more versatile options to explore. But We'll pick that up on a different day once the decision has been made. That's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, I want to thank our guests for coming on board. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black for Joe Spano and Senator Roberto out on the coast. Have a great day, everybody.